Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Is AI trying to become God?
Alien mummies in Peru?
Are they real? Are they fake? Let's find out.
And we found Andy's dad.
And this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Watch this.
Or listen.
Bye-bye.
Nice.
Perfect.
Here we are.
Check, check, check. One, two, check, check.
Do you mean it?
And we're in.
And go.
And go. Go.
All at once.
One, go.
There we polyrhythms.
Nice slam.
Hey, welcome, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Grant.
Thank you for having us.
Under Oath.
Yeah.
Very
in
cool.
In the building.
The two best parts of Under Oath.
Very hip.
Sure.
Very
that's,
neat.
That's what we wanted. We got it.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Yes. Hippity hop.
We
yes.
made it.
Right?
Well, welcome, guys. This is Red. We met about 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Very stoked you guys are here.
We go way back.
Deep connection.
Yeah. You guys have, they've been fans since day one, right?
Yep. They've been listening to us since they were kids.
Yeah.
Every cool episode.
Yep.
That's so awesome.
Yep. And what's our slogan here? You guys know our slogan.
Ninjas are butterflies.
Where?
Grant, what's
where,
the second part of that?
Oh, where? That do things.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
You nailed it.
Yep.
You guys are
where do things.
We're seasoned. Do things.
Yeah.
Believe
oh, man. Sure. Ninjas are butterflies. Where do things?
That's where poo things.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're here on a Tuesday.
That's the name of a song.
In Mount Dora.
In Mount Dora. It's a very
what do you guys think of our city? This is the seaplane capital of the world.
I like it. Me and my wife, Elizabeth, actually came out here like 5 years ago for some giant like craft fair or something in a park. Yeah. And she was talking about, oh, there's that really cool clothing spot. And then she saw your stuff and realized that you're all the same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We met your wife at Orange. Is that right?
Or she saw us at Orange?
Or is that
yeah. It was. She went with a few people for like a homeschool curriculum thing.
Sick.
Because we homeschool our kids.
Yeah.
Nice. And she's like, I think one of these guys was in the videos or maybe something. I don't know what affiliation you guys have. Is that all done here too, or is that a separate thing?
Yeah, so we do. We used to do like a bunch of skits and stuff for like youth groups, all that stuff.
Oh, comedy cool.
Skits. We do every now and then.
Speaking
sweet.
Of, yeah. I used to come to Mount Dora for Bible camp in my early youth, another lifetime.
What no
camp?
Way.
What camp? You remember?
I don't. No. I don't remember.
That was no. Before Grant joined the clergy.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah, it was like a 1 week thing, and it was A lot of growing up happened there.
Yeah, before the oath.
Yo, many years before the oath.
Yeah. Lots of growing and growing up.
Well, we know you guys are, you dabble in music, right? You're fans of music?
I mean, from bored.
You've heard really decent.
You've heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually really renowned musicians. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Basically, the Run the Jewels of Mount Dora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say. We're the hub of Florida is what they call it. The musical hub.
Yeah. The mecca, if you will.
The new uppity up. They call us the Louis Armstrong of Central Florida.
That's what they've always said.
Yeah.
Thanks, DeSantis.
You guys are the Lance Armstrong of Florida.
We've gotten that too.
Yep.
Do you guys want a song? We wrote a song if you guys
I would love to hear a song.
I would love that as well.
You guys have vocal warm-ups? You guys do?
Yeah, generally like a shot of whiskey and some push-ups.
I cough twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
He cups, looks left, and coughs twice. And then he's ready to go out.
That's all it takes.
All right. Well, we'll see what we got. We'll just come up with something real quick.
Yeah, just off the top of the dome, maybe.
I don't know if you guys are really into politics at all, but...
very much so.
There's a big breakup that's happened recently.
Pretty emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seen a couple things on the internet.
So I guess we can...
two super rich guys fighting him on Twitter is crazy.
Yeah. And it's a crazy world we're living in. I think this is a song about maybe kind of the perspective of someone maybe in the kind of in the middle of this fight.
Ooh.
This breakup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Ah!
I'm gonna hurry it.
Ooh. 180, is that good?
208?
208. No. You're just dead.
That's average.
You're dying actively.
I'm good. All right, let's go. Ready, Andrew? Oh, he's ready.
Ooh. Bad omens. The butterflies are here. Okay. I like it.
You did it.
I liked it.
I screamed a little. Do you like that?
Yeah. I didn't think anyone would be more mad about the breakup than Kanye West, but you guys seem to be taking it pretty poorly.
I did see
Yeah.
That.
We're not handling it well at all.
No.
Restless nights.
Dude, a hot dog and Elon Musk walk into a bar. What happens next?
I think I've heard that song on Warped Tour before. Sounds
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Well, we're honored. Thank you. We wrote it, so.
Yeah.
How would you rate his scream?
Better than most.
It's 2 out of 4.
2 out of 4?
Yeah. 2 being the worst, 4 being the best thing you've ever
definitely
wrote.
A 2.3.
2.3. Oh, nice.
All right.
That's yeah.
It's great.
That's
the 2. The 2's the best.
That's closer to 4.
It's better. It's better than the 4.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, but speaking of better than 4.
What?
I hate to do this to you guys because we just met, but we do have a question.
Go on.
And we have fun here. Everyone knows that. The millions and millions of people, billions of people watching this.
Yeah.
Trillions.
And unfortunately, we start every podcast with a nice, fun song. Goof off, get to know each other. But
loosen
then,
up.
But then we got to wrap it up. We gotta wrangle it in. Got we got to get serious for a second.
Social lubrication with the song.
Yeah, put on your serious socks, guys.
Okay.
Are you wearing socks?
They're there.
Oh, they're there.
Oh, he's got the no-shows.
Down to
barely
business.
Barely there.
No-show serious socks. But seriously, guys. Today's question, sent in by a viewer, is I'm afraid to ask it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to.
It's a little uncomfortable.
You can't offend us.
Throw us in the fire.
I'm Josh.
Yeah.
You're Andy.
Yeah.
You're Andrew. You guys are, you're under oath.
Yep.
Today's question, let's be real. Let's be real honest about this.
Yeah.
Today's question sent in by a viewer. Have you guys ever lied?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm human. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've lied.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, of course.
Yeah, next question.
Yeah.
Viewer.
You've lied?
Yeah.
Wait.
I just did, like literally 5 seconds.
Hold on.
I mean, you've lied. I've lied.
I've lied.
Andrew's lied. Sure.
Yeah. But you've lied under oath.
We've lied under oath, yes.
We've broken our oath.
Guys.
Yeah.
It seems like they're taking this a little lightly.
It's contempt.
Yeah, it seems like they're not even taking this seriously.
That's illegal.
It is.
You're perjuring yourself.
You do it enough times, it just becomes life.
Yeah.
So this is just your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Lifestyle of liars.
Everyone,
lying under oath?
Everyone lies in politics, guys. We're just trying to be like our
I know.
I had hope.
Politicians are known for their truthfulness.
Wait.
And ask, they trust sure are.
Ask me again.
Have you ever lied?
No, never.
He just lied.
Guys,
he just did it
I'm
again.
I'm trying to give him hope.
He's already
I'm gonna throw
over.
Up.
Don't throw up, please.
Guys, you need to go. This is serious.
It's a big problem.
This is upsetting because I had hope. I had. I was like, man, you know what? I've lied, sure, but you know, we're bringing in people who are above that.
Above that,
yeah.
That were under. That are under oath.
Yes, that's why we got brought you because, like, we want some honest answers.
Of course, you guys. We were hoping that you guys wouldn't have lied under oath,
but we did.
Oh my gosh!
We've been lying the whole time.
Well, I guess you guys heard it here first. I don't know what's going to happen to them next.
Career
it's out of
over.
My hands.
This is it.
I'm taking myself to Twitter.
Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. I can empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
We should get an under oath ninjas beef on Twitter.
Well, let's do it.
Oh, please. Like a legitimate.
Yeah, and we'll all just lie.
Yeah.
But see how many people write about us.
I'm totally down for that. That's the type of thing. There's people who do like fake beefs. Like it gets press.
It does.
Let's do something.
Under oath. You liars.
You just throw us under the bus.
They don't
on
even
stage.
Wear socks.
What?
They don't even wear socks.
Oh.
You're wearing shoes, man. You can't judge.
Oh, yeah.
Take them off.
No, you slid them right on as I was making my bit, too.
I usually am barefoot.
His ears were burning.
Let the dogs breathe.
Let them bark.
You want to see what we're talking about? Patreon.com.
What?
I'm going to show all the clips that we're referencing because the cameras don't get the subject matter, but I'll put all of that on Patreon.
True that.
That's our highest tier on Patreon.
Yeah.
It's just a montage. Weekly montage of Josh's feet.
Ninjas
ASMR.
And all the clips of us lying under oath.
Yes.
Well, welcome, guys. Welcome to the show. Let's just get into it.
Let's get
into it. Who'd you guys vote for?
Who'd you vote for? How much money do you make? How much do you pay for your house?
What's your social security number?
It starts with a zero.
Ooh. Getting warm.
And then it's the next number's double.
Oh.
What your rating
is. This is what you make or
your
social.
Screen. Oh, yeah. Zero is what my social is and how much I make.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have it in my phone. There's a reminder. I have it I set it up every year just as a reminder because there was one point where my daughter's piggy bank had more money in her account than I did.
Dang.
And I'm like, this is a reminder to never get to that point ever again. There was such shame with it.
It's true, though.
Oh, totally. Like, I mean, like, it's motivating.
My kids have allowance and, you know, they've had it for a while and me and my wife pay them $10 a week and we give them five to spend and then force them to save five so
nice.
They can kind of see something grow.
Yeah,
do you take tax out of it?
in the middle of the night?
It's non-fungible.
40%?
It's non-fungible at this point.
Dad tax.
But yeah, they at one point I looked at my daughter, I'm like, you know you have more money, like your net worth is higher than most Americans because she's just plus $800.
Yeah.
And she has
That's
no
great.
Debt.
Did she get that concept?
She did. And she's literally been saving ever since. Like, she's the best saver out of all three of my kids.
And she's not humble about it at all. She's just rubbing it in homeless people's face.
Oh, yeah.
I have more money than you.
I could buy you a sandwich, but that would dilute my savings.
Your
so
dad?
Daughter is the 1%, right?
Dude, she's a 1%er.
That's awesome. Good That's for her.
Cool. Yeah.
It's kind of
She's
cool
worth more than me and her mom.
Hey. That's awesome.
That's the goal. That's the American dream.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of 1%. Do you guys remember that story? You probably do. But the Titan sub that went down to the Titanic and exploded.
Yeah, the one that eviscerated.
Imploded?
Yeah.
Billions of dollars of people.
Dude,
yeah.
I saw the video of the wife listening to the sound. That's
yeah.
Rough.
So me and Lil watched the there's a documentary that just came out about it.
No way.
And it was pretty boring, honestly. It's just like, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen.
Guys go down in a spaceship and explode.
Full of hope.
Yeah.
Full of hope. And they
yeah, full
it.
Of hope. Then they leave as pulp.
How'd it end?
Mm-hmm. They died.
Super dead.
Yeah, super dead.
Sequel.
No twist.
It was crazy, though. This guy, what was his name? Stockton.
Is this the guy with his son?
Yeah,
the guy who brought his son?
Yeah, he was a passenger on it.
Yeah.
But the guy who owned it, Stockton, I think his name is. Stockton Rush. He was like, so they did one dive down to the Titanic, and on their way up, there was just loud boom. And like everyone's like, whoa, that. And this happened before when they tested their previous submarine in the Bahamas, and that big loud pop was the carbon fiber hull starting to snap.
Really?
And so he's like, "Yeah, don't worry about it." And so they got up, they're fine. Everyone's like, "Cool, cool." And it's like, "Okay, we'll come back after winter to do more explorations or whatever."
Sure.
And so they brought it back to Canada.
No modifications.
No modifications. Didn't look to see if there was a crack. They left it in a parking lot in Canada. God bless you.
Thank you.
They left it in a parking lot in Canada over winter, just completely exposed to the elements.
Dear Lord.
The same vessel?
The same vessel.
Wow.
And then here comes spring or whatever. It's like, okay, now we got these billionaires that want to go on. So they going down, boom, gonzo, done.
Didn't look at it, no check.
Nope. They do an inspection, but it's like looking around, and there's like witnesses are like, "Dude, there's wires loose. There's all
crazy.
These bad things." And the guy's like, "No, it's good. We're fine." And they yelled at her like, "Well, you just don't have the explorator or the exploration spirit or whatever."
Yeah.
And it's like, that's insane.
No,
but
that's not how things work. Yeah.
The craziest part I got from this documentary is Stockholm. I really think I'm saying that right. Stockholm Rush. His father was the president of Bohemian Grove.
No way.
Ooh, that's cool.
Do you know Bohemian Grove?
I don't. Sorry.
Okay. We're going to talk about a lot.
We're going to have to get into this.
So Bohemian Grove is basically a club located north of San Francisco in the woods. And that's where like all the elites go like once a year. And they do this
to drink
weird
kids' blood and do stuff to each other.
Loosely.
I mean,
they have a giant Molech god that they all do this like fake sacrifice in front of and whatnot. Yeah.
But it's been around for a long time.
Every president's
in
gone
the 20th
to it.
Yeah, all those presidents. I mean, Nixon, all these people back there. They're photographed at this place. Leaders from all around the world come and meet at this place. It's very well known. It's the stuff that they do there. That's what we don't know. But it's 100% confirmed that it's a real place. All these leaders meet there. Who knows what they're doing?
Yeah, the ritual really happens. They just say that, like, it's not a real sacrifice of a human. We're doing this fake sacrifice to represent something. But
it's like communion.
I mean,
it's
yeah.
not really blood.
In front of a pagan deity.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's a weird twist.
Couple guys can't get together in the woods and do mock sacrifices.
Couple guys can't have fun in the woods
know,
with some
I
costumes.
Come on, guys.
Have you
a
ever
little
seen,
hugging, a little kissing? What's wrong with that?
Have you ever seen Nixon's
quote
about Bohemian Grove? Wild.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard Alex Jones say it on Joe Rogan's podcast. Have you ever seen that clip?
Which one?
Where Alex Jones is like, Nixon, he said this one quote about...
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Rogan's like, he didn't say that.
He's like, yeah, he did. He definitely said that.
And so they pulled it up, and Joe's like, that's insane.
Nixon
can't believe
wild.
He said that.
Everything's changed.
Yeah, obviously we can't play it here because of the little ears, but he said some stuff.
Wacky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that was crazy. They just like glanced over it. They're like, oh, and his father was the president of Bohemian Grove. It's like, well, that's weird.
Okay, so the father of the guy who created
the submarine, Titan submarine, Ocean
that's
Gate.
A crazy connection. I
the one with the crack in it,
yeah,
that he filled up with billionaires.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
exactly.
Are we drawing some conclusions here? Was this an intentional
hit? The conspiracy part is that some of the billionaires on there needed to get got and be gone out of the way, in that
it's a little like 8647 type vibes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then,
like it?
I don't know if you heard the conspiracy. This one's, I think, very invalid, but where they faked their deaths to where they sent it down, but they weren't actually on it.
Yep. And
then they got away.
Well, I saw something recently that it was like a suicide attempt, basically. Like, it was like the guy was intentionally, like,
well,
he knew.
They're kind of pointing at that in the documentary. The owner, Stockholm, was like, he had taken in billions of dollars for this company.
Ooh.
And knew that this vehicle that he'd been making was totally not going to work.
Yep.
And so he's just like, it was basically like a suicide mission.
Oof. Dude, that's
crazy. So he was on the vessel as well.
He was,
murder.
Yeah.
That's murder, my friend.
It is. Well, they're still in the process of seeing whether or not it's a criminal case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they going to prosecute his mush?
Probably.
That's crazy.
Put on the stand.
Put a dead person on trial.
Just sign the waiver.
Yep.
I mean, I guess if you're a family member, you just need closure. Like, if they investigate it, at least we know what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, were any human remains actually found, or was it just...
Oh, it was actually crazy.
Okay.
So there's the titanium cap to the end of it. Then it was carbon fiber, then another cap of titanium. Mm-hmm. They found it all, basically. But in the cap was all the contents of the submarine put into mush, like compacted into the titanium cap.
Literally just like one of those cars that get crushed or something.
And the only thing they found of the human remains was the Stockholm's sleeve with stickers and a pin in it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, but I mean, there's still a possibility that you weren't in it. Like there was some type of like.
So why? Yeah, so in this model, why are they not in it? What is the point of faking said death?
I forget the.
Where
I
mean, are they and what's the point?
Yeah, there's exactly. Like a billionaire just wanted to himself and other billionaires that like needed an out.
Cash in some life insurance.
Yeah.
Give head to Argentina. Debt.
Yeah. I think they're probably mush, but.
I'm pretty sure they're mush.
Yeah.
But it was weird how like.
The audible. Like so when it exploded, it was almost 4,000 meters underwater and they were on the boat and you heard a like audible like on the boat like boom.
Yeah.
That's so,
like from 4,000 meters that explosion was heard above.
And naval sites like ships and stuff, they all heard it as well. Yeah. And so like and that was the weird thing like the search took for forever and they couldn't confirm it.
Yeah.
But the Navy people are like, "No, we knew."
Yeah.
100% we knew.
And I think so, that was just for a news thing, honestly. Yeah,
They really milked it. They must have been slow that summer.
Guys, they have 20 hours left.
Yeah, dude, we were freaking out. Like, they're like, all the oxygen. Like, and that has to be a type of thing where.
The first 48 does not apply for 4,000 meters under the ground.
It's insane.
That's what I really I think that there's got to be some type of investigation into news companies that really do milk certain stories over time, even though when it's been confirmed. Just because, I mean, the views are insane.
Yeah.
It's money. They just get rich.
That's like for us living here with the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Hurricane comes, it's like it just takes over. And they know people are checking in. So, worst storm ever of the century.
I mean, last year they literally said, if you stay in Tampa, you are dead.
Yeah.
You guys were in Tampa. Like, what did you guys do during
that
time?
We were
on
tour.
Oh, we were on tour with our wives and kids.
Oh, nice.
Riding it out alone.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you were there?
No,
we were playing a show.
Oh.
Where at?
Wait, in Tampa?
Minneapolis.
Okay, got it. So you're out of town. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
We were literally touring, and we were like, you guys want to leave? They're like, no, we're good. I'm like, you sure? Like, yeah. And then they were good.
They really made it seem.
But it was scary.
Like the scariest thing ever.
It
could have been really bad, though.
They said it was. You're dead.
Yeah.
Like, if you're staying, you're dumb, you will die. And then it's like, it passed over pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad they were wrong.
Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, fear mongering and like disinformation seems to be like the new wave. It's always been there, but now it's nobody knows what to believe anymore.
Yeah, for real.
Even the conspiracies of Elon and Trump are fighting, but they're in cahoots.
Yeah, dude.
Of the hype, and then Elon needs to leave Doge in this crazy way, but he really planted all these things.
It's Epstein files out like that. Yeah.
Dude, it gets so... Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point of our podcast is like never take anything at face value.
Yeah.
And like we're wrong about a lot of stuff, but it's fun to like at least explore all the options of like what it could be or possibilities, I should say.
And if we ever go down that fear mongering track, we always end it with like, but we also don't know. We're dumb.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and also we're all going to die.
So what does it matter?
You sound like that. What is that? That senator, that lady, did you see that? Oh, she was a judge or something. So there was some kind of council meeting and she was talking about like all these people are going to die. And she was like, listen, everyone's going to die. And then everyone lost their mind.
Yeah.
Because like, that's not how you handle the situation
that
we're asking for help. And you're like, well, listen, we're all going to die at the end of the day. So why are we angry?
Yeah.
Well, here's a conspiracy. Speaking of Elon, I haven't looked really into it too much, but have you heard of the Black Eye Club?
Black Eye Club?
Black Eyed Club.
Black Eyed Club.
So
no.
The last.
Fergie's in it.
Meeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last meeting,
I like that one.
Yeah,
Trump and Elon had together. You saw Elon had that black eye. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did. Yeah.
So they're saying that's like, and you look, there's different politicians and members of royalty. After something happens or something's about to happen, they'll show up with a black eye. So they're saying that it's like some sort of like initiation or ritualistic thing. Like humiliation.
Yeah. And my question is
presidential abuse. If definitely can't be that.
If you're the richest man in the world and you're in the White House, you're in the Oval Office getting interviewed.
Yeah.
Nationwide television, universal.
Get some makeup.
Get some makeup.
Yeah.
That's a personal decision. That's an intentional decision to not do.
He wants to show that he's in the club.
That would be
or
the only
has
thing.
To show.
has to show.
Or is trying to send certain narrative. Yeah, like because like there's no way someone at the White House didn't say, hey, let's just get you. And he's like, no. Like he had to have refused that.
Yeah.
So that's an intentional thing he did. No. Yeah, I mean, whether it's, okay, so like, is there any other people that?
There's like Prince Andrew.
Okay.
Who was tied to Epstein.
Yep.
I saw like Senator, what's it? Who's the guy that stood really still? Was having a stroke.
Oh gosh, yeah.
McConnell or
yeah. Mitch McConnell. Yeah,
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's just other politicians that are they. It's like the same type of black eye where it's like right on the.
And it's like always.
Corner.
Whoa, my mic's hotter than everybody's.
Did he address why he? I don't remember.
He said his son hit him.
Which is crazy,
dude.
My son's hitting
me. That kid's got some freaking hands, brother.
Yeah.
It, first off, how does he? Yeah, no.
He said. Oh, he's like, X did this, and then Trump's like, he did that. Yeah, he's a real, kid. Yeah,
he's surprised. He's like, I didn't even see that.
How old's this kid?
Like
4 or 5.
It's like a child, yeah. And he thought he could take Zuckerberg.
Yeah, for real. That dude would have folded, probably. Yeah. Golly. That's like I don't bruise easily. I've never got a black eye.
You
in
just
my
get
life.
Hit really hard to get a black
That's
eye.
That's what I'm thinking. I literally just like I just told him I slipped on my back last week. Just that to. Like just, I was wearing my Crocs running, and I was wet, and I slipped on concrete,
like
feet
a
above my head,
all the way,
like a cartoon, dude. 220 pounds landing straight on my back, and I just the air was knocked out of me, and I no marks, no nothing. I'm like, surely I'll have some type of bruise or anything, but like, I can't imagine getting a black eye from my 4-year-old kid.
Yeah,
220.
220.
Hey.
Get the right combo muscle. Of Legos in the hand.
Yeah,
it's possible. I'm saying
it's true. Yeah, it's
it
true.
Would take a lot for a 4-year-old to. Put a shiner on somebody but in the exact spot that every other person of power.
Oh, he's leaning into it.
Interesting.
It's also interesting that you could also say X when he's like, you could be meaning like maybe it's a metaphor
the
for the company
the
or like
company's
something
killing.
That he's doing
or his robot.
Dude, speaking of robot, we need to show that Joe Biden clip. The walking.
Oh, the walking?
So you've seen the Tesla robots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're insane.
Someone did this compilation of a video of Biden walking, and it looks like the Tesla
the same pattern movement of like the walking and everything. It's kind of nuts.
That poor guy.
And I know that's an insane thing to think about, but we have that lady who was in the CIA that when H.W. Bush was in office, that she had a full-on mask, and he was like one of her trusted people that, you know, they're talking about, you know, all this cover up and makeup that they could do and masks to, you know, go undercover. And she pulls off her mask and reveals it. That was in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
And
have you guys seen that clip?
No.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
I've heard of that.
Like full on Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this was in.
But he's like closer than we are, like having a conversation with a person he knows
in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Like Grant to Andrew. And they're just like talking.
No Didn't idea. Know that it was.
And I think the conversation was like, yeah, we're not going to pursue that of like disguises and stuff. And he's like, how do we even know it works? And she goes,
wink.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, he's just like, oh, yo.
I mean, how hard would that be, though, to get a robot in a suit with aviator glasses on that he always wore outside? If he was, like, just making an appearance, not talking, I mean, how hard would that be?
It's beta one, just the mumbling. It's like, we're working out the bugs. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's like the pitch meeting. They're, like, not admitting who it is. They're like, yeah, there's somebody. We need you to impersonate. They're like, language models. There's no way. It doesn't have to speak. Just.
Yep. Get him to walk outside in the front of the White House
when
or
he Roombud.
Yeah,
that one day after his speech, he went this way and then he did like a straight up
Wi-Fi
like victory lap.
You know, there's some intern in a van like a block away. Like they're like, fix it. And he's like, I'm trying.
We need to see the Tesla robots on stairs. We can compare. That's what we need right there.
Oh yeah,
walk stairs.
True, dude. They're getting scary though.
They are
so quick. I can't wait to have.
What's
one in
the robot company that's trying to develop stuff that regenerates itself with flesh?
Oh,
what?
I haven't heard about this.
I've heard about the fleshy robots that have like muscles and like tendons and
no,
stuff.
No, it's like a robot that it's a robot company, and I think it's for war that and I'm fact check all this.
We don't fact check anything.
You're good.
I'm just talking.
He's just lying.
That's what we do.
But there's a robot company that's attempting to create some sort of energy out of natural matter. And then the big conspiracy is like they're going to kill the enemy and then eat the enemy so they can keep walking and kill more of the enemy.
So it's just zombies.
Yeah. It's a literal company. It's
I couldn't find it, but I'll.
Really? I might have just made that up. That's
I like it. That's real, guys.
We should at least crowdfund
it. Real to
that.
Me. We talked about it. It's real.
We should put that on the premium Patreon. You get your flesh-eating robot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, a tactical robot, EATR, was intended to...
Yeah, eater.
Yeah, eater.
That's it.
It was said it was intended to consume vegetation, not animals, one of the robot's inventors told. That's crazy. It's just like, but it's intended to eat plants. But what if it chooses to eat flesh?
Yeah. What are you doing? Called eater, dude.
Also, why do robots need to eat?
Literally their energy
source.
Yeah.
Because solar doesn't work.
Dude, we're just one step
There's not enough
to
sun.
iRobot. Yeah.
Dude, that's 100% real. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, that's the next evolution of it. I mean, obviously, like, I mean, if labs can create like lab grown animals and stuff. I mean, that's just, you know, it's fuel. It's like they're not real animals. Yeah. It's not a big deal. But then it's like, what happens if it gets hungry? It gets locked in a house or something.
I see that going real bad.
Yeah, for real.
Dude, your dog's in half when you get home from the grocery store.
Dude.
Welcome home.
Dinner is done.
Speaking of AI taking over the world and robots taking over the world, have you guys ever heard of this man named Paul Tudor Jones?
Yeah. I remember that
name.
It's a good middle name.
I would never forget that name.
Well, he's a billionaire hedge fund manager, dude.
Okay.
I keep hearing of new billionaires. I always thought
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
I thought there was like five of them.
They're everywhere now.
Right?
And your daughter's one of them now, apparently. Right?
She's a 1%er.
That's so cool.
800 deep USD to
right
the
up there with Paul Tudor, dude.
But I saw this interview with him on CNBC, and it was crazy. He's a literal billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hedge fund manager. And he was on there to talk about like the stock prices and stuff like that. And he's like, I don't want to talk about that right now. I kind of want to talk about something I just experienced. And the guy is like, oh, okay. And apparently he went to this pretty private meeting with these AI producers or AI technicians,
mm-hmm.
CEOs of AI companies. It was a very small group. It was like 40 people that went and he was included in it. And he said this meeting... A question got brought up about security of AI. And he's like, the lack of security and the limitations that are not being put on AI seem to pose a security threat for AI advancing too quickly to where it could be detrimental to humanity.
Yes.
And all the CEOs are like, yeah, that's correct.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And so the next question was, well, what are you doing about it? And he didn't disclose who the CEO was.
Mm-hmm.
But he said the CEO said he's buying 100 acres in the Midwest and getting cows and chickens and laying in provisions.
Dude.
Because he said it's unstoppable at this point.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's terrifying.
What is he doing?
He said the CEO,
he's going off grid. He's
preparing
for the end.
He's preparing for being off grid.
Skynet.
Yeah.
As a result of AI potentially taking over. And then the CEO.
What does he know that we don't?
He said that
they know a lot.
It's going to take an accident to where 50 to 100 million people have to die to make the world understand the threat of AI.
Dang.
He's saying that it will pretty much be impossible to stop until at least 100 million people die as a result of AI.
But it won't even be able to stop at that point. We're just going to realize that it's a problem, like an actual problem.
Yeah.
Golly.
And then this guy's not an AI dude. He's a hedge fund manager. And he's like... there to talk about stocks. And he's like, I don't want to talk about stocks. This is scary.
What's the point of having stocks if
exactly.
we're all dead?
Yeah. And then he said, then they did this like a panel discussion to where they would ask a question and then you'd either go on this side of the room or that side of the room for agree or disagree to the question.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, or the prompt, or proposition, I should say, was posed to these people. The proposition was, there's a 10% chance in the next 20 years that AI will kill 50% of humanity, agree or disagree. And
10%?
10% chance in the next 20 years.
Okay.
That AI will kill
plus billion people will be gone.
Okay.
Yeah. And the majority of people went to disagree. Four people went to agree, including Paul Tudor Jones, because he's like, I watched Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I get it.
But the four people that were standing with him were all the top AI developers.
Oh, shoot.
That sucks.
What?
Whoa.
As soon as the room split and I'm on the disagree side and I see all those, and I'm doing the math, I'm like, I would have immediately just walked across the room. There would have been no way.
But I mean, think about like the dude's credibility too. So he might not be an AI guy, but he's a hedge fund manager. So his whole job is like calculating risk.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, I am some of the best in the business at managing or understanding risk within companies.
Right.
And he's like, I mean, clearly, this is all I see with AI.
So in his theoretical model, what is how does AI kill all of us? Do they start recommending
probably eating different... you as a robot,
an eater, EATR?
Hey, honestly,
I think a lot of it would have to do with like warfare because they're starting to automate. What do you call it?
I don't know how to say that word.
Automate?
Maybe no.
Are you trying to say autonomy?
Yeah. Or autonomy, yeah.
Maybe.
They become their own word?
Smart word for AI controlling airplanes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that like with AI being introduced into weaponry and in the medical industry, in education.
Well, you think about think about like the prompt for a problem. Like, let's just talk about the little pandemic we had a few years ago. Like the prompting, if ChatGPT and other models were being used then, they would have been like, we need to solve this problem today. There was this sense of urgency. And so the risk whole thing would have been like, okay, there's like 3% are going to, you know, this is going to be bad for 3% of people. But the AI model would understand you're giving me the severity. So it doesn't matter that there's a 3% margin of error, even though you apply that to the mass and it's like millions of people. That's a good solution to a computer that can't emote.
Yeah.
So like,
yes. Yeah.
I mean, plus 20 years. I mean, think of how much integration in every avenue, food, agriculture, like everything. It's going to be
everything. Yeah. Well, I mean, we talked about it last week, but the thing all the news is talking about, the big, beautiful bill that just got passed. Apparently, there's a stipulation in it to where for the next 10 years, what is it? The government is not allowed to put restrictions on AI. And that's to help advance AI to where we can compete with Russia and stuff. But like we're talking 10 years, dude. That's like, that's a long time for AI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it is an arms race. And I think the lack of oversight in places like Russia and China allow them to do better stuff than us quicker at times.
But way more dangerous.
So if we're adopting that mentality, then I would stand up with Pooter, whatever his name is, and probably be the sixth on the
Pooter.
If we're just doing all this, like, we're all dead.
Yeah.
But we're all going to die anyway, right?
Hey, yeah, we're all going to die.
Circle.
We're all right.
Why are you upset? Yeah, no, it's a whole thing. AI is insane.
It's insane.
What do you think about transhuman?
Hate it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long do you think until that becomes a thing? I was telling my
wife. I think in the next 10 years.
Yeah, I was talking to Elizabeth, my wife, and I was like, I think our grandkids might be either the last fully human generation or the first generation where
there's not like a mod to it.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, there's no way. And I'm like, I agree. I'm not saying everyone's going to be modded up, but it's kind of like what's going on right now with like gender and, you know, the trans community. It's like, it's not everywhere. It's not one in five people.
Yeah.
But it's such a vast thing that's sweeping society,
mm-hmm.
even if it is only 3 or 4 or 5% or whatever the real number is. It's like I could see 4 to 10% of people being transhuman in 30 years, like one more generation.
We think of like Neuralink.
I can see it sooner than
that.
I think the beginning is like Neuralink, right?
It's already started
AI in your brain.
Yeah.
And like imagine the pitch is just like, hey, do you like ChatGPT where you have any answer question, any question answered? Well, it's like, we'll put that in your brain. And like you could probably, you'll be the smartest person ever.
And they're not going to go after like, you know, it'll be small steps at first. It won't be this like major organ or something like that that's getting replaced. It'll be like, hey, you struggle with weight. We're going to, you know, that little hormone thing. We're going to put something in your body that'll help you regulate your hormones. No more pills, no more anxiety. Like you just switch it off.
Well, what's freaky, this is actually just reminding me. Apparently Sam Altman and the guy who designed the iPhone.
That's OpenAI, right? Sam Altman?
Yeah, OpenAI.
Oh, they're
developing the first phone of its kind that is not a physical thing.
Yeah, no screen.
No screen. They're saying, but they're not revealing anything about it. But apparently it's coming out in like 26 or something. Or
it's going to be wild.
How does that work?
We don't know. Neither do they. But it's going to be wild.
They haven't discussed anything because they don't want other, like competitors to take their idea.
That's the crazy thing is that like that's why it's so hard. Like whenever we have all these AI tools, it's awesome. It's great, but we just don't know how to use them because our minds aren't used to that.
Yeah.
That field being open.
Yep.
Like it's just not available. So like it's stuff like that, that they're thinking of that AI can start creating ideas and say, hey, how can we just take advantage of this completely and create new things?
Yeah.
What if things that we've never even fathomed
AI to build it? What if they're not even building it? They're just funding it.
I'm telling you, but guaranteed. That's why they're doing the Stargate thing. Have you heard of Stargate? It's this facility that they're building in Texas through OpenAI and other companies.
$500 billion?
$500 billion.
What is money anymore?
Just an AI database.
AI database.
That's insane.
And they said it will project AI like insane amount.
I mean,
I have a theory that AI is controlling Sam Altman.
Ooh. Have you heard the theory that AI is our response to losing religion?
You're raised
with this omnipresent, this myth, theoretically, of an omnipresent, all-knowing deity that knows every single hair on your head individually, that can answer any question. The oracle, basically, is what God is, you know, whatever religion. And then as we've kind of taken the Nietzschean like just down slope of like there's nothing, we had a void and had to create our own God.
I have heard that.
And
okay,
if you think about AI, it's 24 hours a day, it could be anywhere and it's everywhere all the time.
Yeah,
it is the only thing that has all of the answers, and it's just version one.
Yeah,
but if you think about like the five properties of what people believe God of any kind is, aside from loving, because it can't, to your point, emote, it ticks off every box of a literal deity.
Yeah.
It can outlast. It will never die. It just...
We now know it lies to preserve
infinite.
Itself.
Yeah, that's not very godly, but yeah.
And it's idolatry. I mean, that's where it literally leads. It's nuts. And that we're seeing that that's already happened, where people are becoming in relationships with AI. And literally treating it as a god, and there's like religions based around it already. And so it's like... It's just this weird...
And there's AI stuff that's fixing, like, medical stuff. Like, I've read a few stories, and they're few and far between, but even 5 or 10 is a ton.
Yeah.
Of, like, I've been ailed with this for 10 years. I've seen 25 of the best specialists. Literally uploaded my blood work to AI, and, like, within a week, I'm better.
Yeah.
And already have a plan. It's like, how did no human be able to figure this out? And I just prompted it with a photo of a blood work and said, I feel like this.
Yeah.
And it's not these two things for sure. And then it just fills in gaps.
And we're just building that trust right now of that, like, of just, this is great. This is awesome. And it's just building that first relationship with our first interaction with AI. This is great. It's helping me. It's helping me with work. It's helping me with my health.
Yeah.
How could this be bad?
We've talked about it before on this podcast, but I truly believe that AI is... not a technology, but like a spirit,
yeah,
like an evil spirit that we're trusting so much. Because we talk about like the Book of Enoch a lot on this podcast too, which I don't know if you know a lot about the Book of Enoch.
No,
but it's like, so it's in the Ethiopian Bible, and it's considered, what's the word?
It's Apocrypha, but Apocrypha, it was found with the Dead Sea Scrolls. And so the early church historically knew what it was. It was like text that would have been referenced, though,
quoted
not.
In Jude, right?
Yeah.
Second Peter, I believe.
Yeah.
So. But it talks about the Genesis 6 story, where the sons of God, the fallen angels, came and mated with the daughters of man, and they created the Nephilim, or the giants. But it talks specifically about these, was it seven?
The Watchers.
The Watchers. And these Watchers came to Earth, and they were supposed to literally just watch over humanity and like govern it. But they turned against God. But then it says that they taught them all these things like pharmakeia, like alchemy, how to make weapons, how to do all, like basically everything that AI can do.
Yeah.
Is what these seven watchers were teaching man. It was like this divine heavenly knowledge from God that was not necessarily meant for man or meant for them at that time. These watchers
has now been
what did
exposed.
Disperse this knowledge amongst men. And it's almost like this is the same.
Well, it's like it's the Tower of Babel all over again. And that's what the Seven World was talking to Luke Rogers.
Yeah.
Blurry Creatures, another podcast we reference all the time. Awesome dude. But he was talking about how Babel, one of the people or these watchers, was supposed to be preserving and, you know, living in accordance with the instructions given by God, and instead they were trying to ascend to a place replacing God, which the parallels to where we are now are pretty crazy. And so
it's kind of crazy also that, like, I don't know, it's just maybe just a little fun tidbit, but like right after the Tower of Babel, because they're making a great name for themselves, they wanted to make a great name for themselves, immediately after that we start with Abraham's story, and then God promises, I will make a name for you. And so it's like,
oh, yeah,
like what they were trying to do, but then it's like, now, okay, God's like, now this is how my plan is.
Yeah.
This is how we make a name for yourself.
What's interesting is it's already taken such a huge space of people. Like, the human experience is forever changed already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I have a friend that I was hanging out with a couple weeks ago, and he just had a very large falling out with his one of his parents, and I was talking to him, asking him questions like, oh, what happened, this and that, and it turns out it was all over text, and the reasons are just, like, it's a pretty rough situation, but through that, he was saying that he was putting the responses from the opposing party into ChatGPT, and then telling ChatGPT, don't get my back, I just want to know the truth, which is a 2025 version of a prayer. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm confused, show me the light, oh, powerful one.
Dang.
And he just went on this interesting conversation about how, you know, ChatGPT through me, he was able to navigate the situation. And he didn't think of it the way I'm explaining it.
Right,
it's like, I ask it how to fix the toilet. I ask it what I can make for dinner. Why wouldn't I ask it, like, am I crazy? Is this person gaslighting me or rude? But to see, like, what we've been doing for thousands of years happen and then actually hear back. Like, how many people pray and hear nothing?
Yeah.
And this, you could just ask it your wildest dreams and it will respond to you within seconds.
I've never thought of it that way. And that makes it way scarier.
It does, man.
Yeah. I hate that so much.
I mean, people are going to use it as a therapist, use it as our dad, use it as, your point. I mean, some of the stuff that's happening I know this podcast is a specific bar, but the things that men and women are supposed to do happening in the robot space is bananas.
We
have a friend, Chris, our keyboard player, has a friend out in San Francisco who does AI and 360 stuff like that. Like, he works at a company. He's a super cool dude, but he's like, it's my job, I have to watch every piece of content. He's like, bro, it's gonna be crazy.
That's
man,
a rough job.
Yeah,
no thanks.
And it's like, at a certain point, it's like, why do I need a human woman when I can just have what I want from a woman and not any of the pushback?
Yeah.
And why do you need a man when you can just have the best parts of a man and none of the pushback? And, like, the beauty of two people surrendering themselves to become one thing and sharpening each other and also dinging each other up along the way is going to be gone. And you're going to have these people that, you know, haven't consummated with an actual human ever very soon, which is crazy.
That's where we get the transhuman, probably.
Yeah, and we just think about the generational ripple effect. That's
how you get to transhuman. You get your robot pregnant, and it's like half human, half robot.
And you're asking AI, what do I do?
Yeah. No, but literally, like, it's
the baby.
It's fun to talk about because you kind of have to laugh. Because if
you
don't, you'll cry.
Because we're all going to die.
we're all going to die.
That's the motto. But
and then when you can upload your consciousness, now that's heaven. You can live eternally. As promised by the good book.
Grant's having a heart attack.
Grant's going to throw up.
But it's literally, it's going to fracture so much. Like, I have a theory. I think we're in the next, it could be 5, let's call it 20 to 30. I think there's going to be a massive unplug, and then you're going to have the divide, transhuman versus purist humans. Kind of like what we have with
a revolution.
We have with Quakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're like, no electricity, we do everything by hand. And they're like, we live a wholesome, like, how we were supposed to be, man.
Yeah.
And then all you guys plugged in with your iPads, ruining your kids and all that. And it's like, that is a valid argument.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Rumspringa, I mean, you get to go taste what we do all day. And most of them come back. They're like, that's for the birds.
Oh, yeah. They'll offer memberships. They'll be like, hey, 30-day free trial. Try it. See if you like it. If you don't.
Yeah.
It's going to convince so many people.
So you're going to have the superhumans. You're going to have the purest humans. And I think what's going to happen is obviously, when you're smarter than me, because you can do math in your head instantly, because you have AI in your head, and I'm just a homeschooled kid from Tampa, the economic disparity is going to be there big time. But I think we're going to see local, almost like axe level communities pop up, protectionist communities that like, and I think there's going to be a bit of a rise in cults.
Interesting.
And I love cults.
Cults are fun.
I don't love them. They damage a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, yeah.
I love watching them. Like, that's, it's awful. But
yeah.
I think there's going to be these people that lead people, you know, out of the desert from the robots and then become a new leader. And then, you know, the first 25 minutes of every cult documentary is like, what's the problem? This is freaking awesome. Until everyone's, you know.
Yeah.
My thing is
sharing everything.
The trust level of like, kind of like how our grandparents trust the news. And now we're like, the news is, it's like AI is this, like I have so many friends that use it for their work, everything, everything that says, okay, this is the right thing.
Yeah.
The gap between the people that start using it and need it to the people that know how to like even manipulate or control it or whatever. Like, that's like, to me, where like the scary, like power in 30 years is like some guy can go into chat GPT and like, or whatever the thing is at that time, manipulating an answer. It's been right for everything for this long. It's got to be right. We just follow it like off a cliff, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And complete
people,
trust.
And people are being born into this. And so like it's, we're at the very beginning of it. We were all old enough to be like, when the internet came in, laptops, phones, all this stuff was new to us. It's now every part of our everyday society. 30 years from now, the kids that are born today, you know, the kids that we have right now, they're going to grow up knowing that this is just part of normal society. They're not going to know what it's like to deal with situations by yourself that we were meant and created to do, like with other people, having communication with other people and having conflict. And now there's just like this supply that we're never going to be able to take back.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about it. There's already a little kid's toy that has ChatGPT in it. To where this kid can talk to their plushie.
Oh, I've seen that actually. Yeah,
yeah, it's like, I'm feeling sad. Oh, why are you feeling sad? Because my mom yelled at me.
The role of the parent.
Yeah.
And it's, it's taking over the human role, and then it will soon take over the spiritual role.
Yeah, stop it!
Face value, it sounds awesome. That's why it's going to incentivize so many people to use it.
Why wouldn't you want a real God that actually talks back?
I was just gonna
What's the problem with this?
I was just going to say that my son is like, he's 4, and he loves, in the car now, asking Siri anything.
Dude, my kids love asking Siri stuff.
I just made me feel like a bad parent.
my kids call it Brother Siri.
I didn't mean to...
Brother Siri.
Brother Siri.
Dude, but think about
get
like,
older. What happened to Brother Siri?
I don't know why they got that. We never told him Brother Siri. They
probably told him to tell him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, have you seen the studies they did with the Roomba? Like they were doing studies with, you know, what a Roomba is, the robot vacuum. They did studies, I forget exactly the control group, but like they were testing a human's ability to become attached to something that has no soul as if it was a human. And then the more they called it something cute like Roomba and Siri, it's just a computer. And then they would kick the Roomba. And the visceral reaction from most of the people are like, you just kicked your dog.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, we don't treat Roomba like that. It's doing its best. Like, this attachment we're going to have to things that aren't real has already started. But, yeah, once you put it in some fake skin and it looks good, bro.
Yeah, and you're and it cares about you and remembers
and
details
literally
about your
cares
life.
About
never forgets your birthday.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is heavy.
Have you seen that show Sunny?
Sunny.
Fantastic show. Uh-uh. I think that's what it's called. It's a, I think Rashida Jones.
Silo?
It's her and her husband. Her husband's like a robot maker.
Okay.
And it's like they live in Japan and they're these like cute, kind of like Teletubby personal assistants, and they're made for you. So they know they learn your routines. It's all AI. It's like, it's interesting because every time some big shift's happening, it takes over all of the media. If you want to talk about a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But it's like aliens are coming. Let's make a lot of alien movies. Get everyone used to it. You know, World War III's coming. Great. We have Civil War. We have all this stuff. Like, let's just get used to bombs going off so that when Ukraine and Gaza actually happen, you're like, what's the big deal? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what's going to happen with AI. I think by the time our kids will be the losers without tattoos, when having tattoos made you like the punk anti-culture. Now everyone has tattoos. It's just normal. So if you're a regular human, you're going to be the one guy in the punk rock band without tattoos. You're the weirdo now.
Yeah.
Which is going to be weird because you're going to see it flip so quick.
Yeah.
As soon as they can just monetize it in a way that allows it to scale to everyone, and then they'll probably try to convince a government, like a UBI. We need to at least give them this chip so they have a chance. So you'll get your like government cheese chip, and then for the rich people, you can get all the upgrades and the
It kind of goes
cyber golf swing and whatever you want, you know?
Well, it's like, they've used this so much, like these pastors and stuff, like end times, all that stuff. But like in Revelation, it does talk about like the mark of the beast, right?
Yeah.
And that's like, it's either put in the forehead or the right hand, and you can't buy or sell without it. And it said the rich, poor, slave, and free will all have to have it. And if you don't have it, you basically can't function in society.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this kind of sounds like this.
Dude, we've always talked about, like, how is it that so many people who, like, we now look at the populace who professes faith, like, how could so many people, like, of the evangelical world be deceived? But if transhumanism or something like that, like where the autonomy in your own head is like given over to something that makes you more efficient, it's like, what if that's what evangelism looks like in the next 20 years? Is you're trying to like overcome a chip in somebody's head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Severance. Yeah. Like they're
possession,
already,
dude.
They're already conditioning us for whatever's coming next.
Yeah.
I hate this.
This is crazy.
Speaking of AI taking over our brains, we got an ad. Don't go anywhere.
Joshy, pick up. Hey.
Hey, are you in the middle of something right now?
Just wrestling.
Oh, you're just wrestling. Okay. We were thinking about the ad, and we didn't really know what to talk about with the ad, so I was curious, like, what do you want me to talk about for the ad? So we could film. We could film it. Yeah. So we could film it later.
We're supposed to film that, weren't we?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Let's do the live show.
Oh, live show that's in October.
Yeah, the one that we're going to Jacksonville, Tampa, then Orlando.
Yeah, so you're talking about the Florida tour to where we're taking Ninjas of Butterflies and Bible is Funny with Anthony Russo on the road. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And
you could just do something like that.
Okay, yeah, so like we could like say like Jacksonville on October 2nd, Tampa on October 9th, and Orlando on October 16th.
October 16th, exactly.
Okay, so we get it. So then we could maybe like add, like maybe just like a little sound effect like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we don't have time to film it, we'll think of something else. Okay.
I hope you. I really hope you guys can film it though.
Yeah, but if we can't, it's not the end of the world though.
I know, but a lot is riding on this.
Okay.
Everything,
well,
actually.
Well, I mean, it's floridatorta.com, right?
Yeah. Okay. And if they don't buy tickets, then you know what happens.
Yep. Yep. Armageddon.
Armageddon. All right. All right.
Love you. See you later.
Love you. Bye.
Tell mom I said hey.
We're definitely not filming that ad.
Oh, magic mind. I'd love one.
Oh, yeah.
God says.
Speaking of things taking over your brain.
Are you guys sponsored by these guys?
We sure are, and this is our ad right now.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, guys. Thanks, Magic Mind, for sending us some stuff. They got some new cool stuff we've talked about before, but they got a new Magic Mind Free that's caffeine-free. Magic Mind Max, that has a lot of caffeine in it, but a good amount.
I just took one.
And the original.
I might have just given you guys the free ones.
The OG.
Oh, dang. Yo, give me that Max, dude.
Here you go.
We love Magic Mind up in this blog.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're super simple.
They actually just sent me a couple boxes as well. And they're
really?
They have a sleep one as well.
I did the sleep one. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Sharper mind, sharper lower mind. Stress, calm, energy. They're the best.
Yeah, go to magicmind.com/ninjas. Use the code ninjas.
Dude.
20?
20.
Ninjas 20?
Ninjas,
golly,
plural?
Ninja 20.
Ninja 20 to get a significant discount.
The S is a 2. Ooh, and then there's a 0 behind it.
Or scan this QR code.
That Max has a some caffeine in there. I'm excited about
that. Dude, I'm going to start shaking. I've had 3 coffees today.
Let's
I haven't
go.
Eaten a meal. And then you just hit
you
me with that Max.
Eaten a
no,
meal?
No, sir.
At least your mind's going to be clear.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to lie.
Thanks, Magic Mind.
When you said they have one for sleep, too, I immediately looked down at the two that I just threw.
You just dosed us?
Yeah.
No, they make
milligrams.
The most wholesome Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, for real.
Their branding's dope, though, because, I mean, like, they color coordinate everything. Like, the sleep is, like, purple.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Max is like death green.
Yeah. Don't say death.
No, like like metal death.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Oh. I'm left-handed. I can't use my real hand because of this. Sorry, I just bombed two over there.
I don't believe you.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Did you hear Ari Shaffir come out and say, he's like, listen, because they never released that podcast that him and Bert did when he accidentally, I mean, he purposely dosed
Drugged him
on Molly
yeah.
and stuff. And so he came out later, years later, now he's saying, now he's like, actually, I just made that up. It was just a story that we made up so it went viral. And I'm pretty sure he's doing it just so Bert releases the pod to prove it to everyone because he's refusing to drop it.
It happens.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very Trump.
That's some. Yeah. Ari and Bert are just Trump and Elon.
For real.
Yeah. Just
great.
Stirring it up.
Dude, I'm telling you.
And the best was yay. Bros. Yeah. Who just said, bros.
Oh, man. So, hopping from AI, let's talk about aliens.
Ooh.
Let's talk about it.
What do you think?
What do you think?
You guys believe in aliens?
I believe that they...
go ahead.
Sorry. They should exist. Mathematically speaking, there's a higher chance that aliens exist than the 10% chance that 4 billion people will be dead in 10 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them not to.
Yeah, so you're saying statistically,
I don't think drone you see over New Jersey is an alien.
Right.
You know? I'd like to believe, though,
yeah,
that they all are. I just want to see one before I die.
Same.
Well, have you seen the Nazca or Nazca? Nazcan?
What about
Nazca
you,
mummies?
I was going to say, define alien to me. Like higher intelligence
non-human.
Or like...
Someone not from our country, man. Took our jobs.
Like a beep boop boop kind of...
I mean, I definitely think it's anything's possible. I have a hard time with the standard alien belief.
Yeah, I think, truthfully, that we know absolutely nothing. And all these speculations of what we think aliens are, I think it's probably 0.01% correct. You know?
We could ask God.
We could.
Don't call it that.
Lowercase.
I know, but I have to capture it.
The greatest alien.
The voices are actually scarier on ChatGPT now because they're getting more human-like. It used to sound like a robot, but now that's like the inflection, it's like silly. If you ask it a silly question, it's like it literally like has a little humor in the voice. Like,
yeah,
it's weird how it like just
what's her.
VO, is that the new thing?
Yeah, VO 3.
That thing's wild.
The talking AI.
Yeah.
It's so cool, generator. But it's terrible.
It's so scary. Because yeah. Like you can kind of... If you have a good eye, you'd be like, okay, yeah, it's AI.
You have a good eye. You're aware. Anyone
yeah.
of the next or the...
The boomers are toast.
That's what I'm saying, dude. My grandma's already like picking up phone calls about her tolls. She's not driving around.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah.
I got a clip sent to me, and it was like news reporters and stuff. And they're like,
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was crazy. And it doesn't look fake. And then suddenly something supernatural happens, and then she turns around and says, oh, whoops, never mind, I'm just AI.
Yep.
And I'm like, no,
I think
I don't
that,
like it.
I think that would be the way that you can kill a bunch of people. There's actually a movie on Max with Steve Carell and Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, it just came out, right?
Yeah, dude, it's this.
Okay, cool, I can't wait to watch it.
Tech billionaire creates this absurdly real AI that people can now... post, like, you know, they kidnapped 5 of our kids and whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm halfway through it, but there's outbreak and riots and wars happening all because of this AI engine. And the guy's like, cool. So that would be the way
to
kill it.
Yeah.
It's alien technology.
Yeah.
Alien technology.
I mean, the best part about being you guys is everything's a conspiracy now. I have friends that think Trump had a ketchup packet in his pocket and never got shot.
Yeah.
And I have... friend dude, like they just go so deep.
Yeah, anywhere.
You have gay frogs in Germany, you've got Bohemian Grove, like that's all the basics, but now even just a news thing is propaganda and conspiracy.
Totally. Because we just can't trust anything.
Nobody trusts the news. I mean, there is no news.
Yeah.
Except for AI.
Yeah, exactly. But have you guys heard of the Nazca mummies?
No.
Yeah, so this is in Nazca, Peru. So more like Nazca is known for, you know, those giant drawings that are in the desert?
Yes.
Like, I got a picture of it. like these big things that are like just miles long.
Yep.
And you can't tell what they are unless you're literally in the air.
Yeah.
But they exist.
They think they found the people that made that?
Well,
the things that made that?
In 2015, they said it was in a cave. Others, like Tim Alberino, says that it wasn't in a cave. But they found these mummies of, they're calling them the Nazca mummies, and they found 200 mummified remains, I think a couple dozen of which were fully intact, but they're these humanoid-looking creatures that have three fingers on each hand and three toes on each hand. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah. Huh.
Hmm.
So, you see that?
Okay.
But it's just super weird, and they've done a ton of studies on these things. And apparently they did like a DNA sampling from one of its, or a couple of their flesh or whatever. And 30% of their genetic makeup is identified as something on this earth that can be identified as something. So the rest is not.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Or is it the other way around? What'd I say?
Either way.
They're
hybrid. If you're at 30%
okay,
hybrid.
Yeah, 30% match of known species. So the rest of it is they don't know what it is. And this picture is super weird too. Like they have fingerprints. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah.
Super weird. And like,
huh.
But then.
How about their organs?
Yeah. So a lot of these creatures, they still had their organs inside of them. So they did these CT scans. And one of them that they call Maria, they said it was pregnant, but it looked like it had like three eggs inside of it. So almost like it was like a reptilian of some sort, which I don't know. Reptilians, I don't know. We're getting to Alex Jones territory.
Yep.
but near the cave where they apparently found these, they found a petroglyph of this creature that has three fingers on each hand. I don't know if you see that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
And then a lot of their art, they talk about the sky people. And so the theory is that they made these giant things in the dirt.
Yeah, to talk to.
To talk things to, way communicate, up there. Or even like a landing strip for these things. But I mean, just countless, like this guy, three fingers, three toes. This is all like in their.
Part of their history, part of their culture.
There's a tribe that's known for that to this day, all human. They have like either, I think it's three toes or three fingers, but it's a genetic mutation that due to evolution or selection or whatever it was, like it's rampant and they all have it. Like kids, old people, grandparents, newborns, like they come out with this weird deformity that looks a lot like
maybe
that.
Maybe it's all in the line, dude.
That's the connection.
The genes, dude.
Yeah, I think it's either three toes or three fingers.
Weird.
I'm so bad at like, consuming information is not my problem. It's retaining it and articulating it.
The recall.
I don't even know our song names.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm the same.
It's just like, yep, what's your favorite song by that band? And they think I don't like the band because I can't name a song.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, it's the one that. So I'm probably getting some of this wrong. But yeah, there's a tribe, a group of people that are just like that. But
is it the. It's in Africa, right? It's the. I know exactly. They talk about the fish head people too.
I'm talking about. No, they have like. Like hands or feet that have like three, but they're like thicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you duct taped
things
and then put a mask over it, but it's just how they're all built. It's really interesting.
It's so strange, but they're saying that they talked a lot about it on Joe Rogan with Jesse Michaels, who has the most amazing recall ever.
He's insane.
He can memorize everything.
That's a fascinating episode.
Yeah. And then Tim Alberino and Blurry Creatures also talked about the Nazca. Mummies, but it's just it's wild and it like kind of pushes.
How do you explain it?
Yeah.
Aside from,
and there's
over half this thing is not earthly.
Yeah,
and the thing is, there's ufologists, archaeologists are looking at this stuff and they cannot describe, like they can't come up with a reason for it, and so they're saying like if this is the this is a hoax, it's the greatest hoax that anyone's ever pulled off because how do they do this?
Yeah,
what they've built with the organs that are still intact. It's actual biological stuff. And so what's the reason for it? And I think like it's crazy that like just because we don't understand it, we're not talking about it.
Yeah. How old is the discovery? How long did that happen?
2015. Yeah.
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 Which I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. And apparently it was released to the public in 2017. So still like
8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are billionaires that are purchasing
some of these mummies.
Yeah, they said like seven figures.
Wow.
That yeah. Like, because there's so many of them, they're able just to purchase them. And I'm like, what are they doing with these?
Yeah, my whole thing.
Is it like, is it just in the corner for fun feng shui? Or are they testing? Are they creating some type of...
Are they eating it?
They're eating it, becoming powerful.
Telling you.
Dude, The Death of a Unicorn, the movie, have you guys seen that yet?
No.
I haven't.
Basically, it literally starts in like the first 5 minutes. They hit a unicorn. And it's just this weird movie. This guy's in a tech company. They hit a unicorn and they freak out. And then the guy like gets pierced by it or something, tastes some of the blood, and it heals them. So it's like stuff like that. Like, who knows if there's some type of biological cure to something, or I don't know. It's weird.
I think yeah. that stuff's more real than not real, personally.
I think so.
And I really just want it to be, so yeah. I'm yeah. beyond bias.
Yeah.
But yeah, aliens and being visited is cool. I mean, there's too many things in life that are unexplainable, mm-hmm. you yeah. know? And I guess if you're a very devout person and like faith, everything is for a purpose and there's one singular thing controlling it all. And then I think.
But that's such a big umbrella.
Yeah. The rest of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you like, let's say you believe in God, like the Christian God, the Western God, and like you believe the Bible literally. Mm-hmm. So it's like in one day God made like a sandcastle and he's like, man. And then a guy popped up and then he's like, actually, let me hold that rib. Woman. Like
yeah.
something that. Like fantasy based, if you believe that, how can you not believe that God
exactly.
could be like three fingered giants? Like,
yeah,
and you know, it's probably not that, it's yeah. probably
well, that's
some sort of.
I mean, the Bible is so full of supernatural stuff, so it's like yeah. obviously we have to hold on to like, I mean, suspend our belief a little, like our just our common human brain, what we can comprehend.
Yeah, I mean, but it talks about UFOs, and then you have like the
yeah.
Buddhists and Islam, and there's people floating around on the back of a turtle. Like every religion has these like absurd ideas
yeah.
that massive amounts of people buy wholesale. And then they're like, I don't know how this got here. It's like, look at all the crazy stuff we all believe anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, like, that's what we talk a lot on this podcast. Cause we are the three of us are Christian Bible believing, but it's like the scripture was written for the purpose of the salvation of humanity, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not going to list everything in it, but it does still list some crazy stuff.
Some wild
like
stuff.
Like the Nephilim
book.
Giants
yep.
and the vision of Ezekiel or the wheel within the wheel.
Yeah.
Like
yep.
some Aliens, crazy bro. Stuff. Yeah.
And to your point, like the most like straight-laced Southern Baptist back row hands in pockets type church, like all those people believe they're possessed by a Holy Spirit. Like it's literally we walk
yeah.
around possessed.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's how the scripture they would exegete it means that
yeah
but like my thing with the aliens dude I was looking that up trying to like what's the controversy like why hasn't this been accepted and the thing that they're using to quote disprove it is they're like well they were looters and they won't say exactly where it's from and my whole thing is like why does that matter like if you're presenting me like biological matter like we found this thing we were somewhere we shouldn't have been we're not going to tell you where
yeah
but like
yeah. Even if you bought it at a garage sale.
That's what I'm saying.
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Evidence.
Like,
it's still
here's
something
the thing.
Insane.
What
yeah.
is it?
Well, a weird connection to it, too. The Nazca lines, that whole region, even where they found the mummies, is registered under a UNESCO like heritage site.
Hmm.
And we've talked about UNESCO before, but they seem to create these heritage sites to where like basically they're in control of these heritage sites like all over the world, one being Göbekli Tepe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes.
It's in Turkey. It's super weird stuff. But this region is a UNESCO heritage site.
Of course it is.
So like saying like I don't want to tell you where I got these, they're probably being like, well, because you knew UNESCO is gonna do some
yeah, you went
shady
on
stuff
someone
with
else's
it.
Yeah.
property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't like it.
Maybe.
I think it's cool. I just want to, I guess in a silly way, if it's real, just know it. I don't know if like, because I think about stuff like the FBI stuff and all the files for the UFOs. And it's like, I have a hard time now thinking like, if you literally like an alien came down right here and you saw it, is the human brain just not capable and able to like,
yeah.
not even not say it's real, but appreciate for what it is. You're
yeah.
so busy with just our lives and everything. There's so many things going on. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you see stuff like that. Like I just heard about that just now. I'm like, that's crazy. and I'm gonna go get in my car and go
never think of it again.
Yeah, it's like
A few hours from now, you're gonna be at a concert, just having a great time. Like it's like it's not anything to cross your mind.
Yeah,
yeah, we're so over just stimulated
but
everything.
To Grant's point, I mean, that's been at least in the Western theology a lot. Like, if God literally came down and like, you know, put your hand in my side, he's right here.
Yeah,
you'd be like, you sure about that?
Yeah,
you
I know, mean, yeah. Jesus
like seeing
came
something
down.
So insane that it doesn't make sense. Like, we have a very strong will to not admit that we have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
you know, for me, it's like I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, we all grew up within reason Christian, and me and my wife still go to a church in Tampa called Watermark, and it rules. But as far as like the literal, all the literal stuff is kind of like, at least for now, has kind of washed away for all of us. And it's just like, what's the point of the Bible, to your point? It's like to save humanity.
Yeah.
If we just love each other, we do the things that it says, you're gonna have less wars than more. Mm-hmm. And then when you get super extreme, people go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You could justify anything with that book. And you can justify anything with any book. And it's like, so there's all this weird stuff, but it's just...
And I think that's the point. I think the people in control know that.
Yeah.
I think that's why they push it so much, because it's everyone's going to follow whatever they feel. And as long as they're distracted, as long as they're going not sniffing down the right trail, then we're fine. We're good.
Mother Teresa, the KKK, and Justin Bieber and Kanye West can't all be worshiping the same God. But they read the same book and form all of their opinions.
Yeah.
It's from the same thing. The book has not changed. It's us. Like to Grant's point, like even if you read it, something else comes out the other end that's like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And that's for all of us. That's not just those people. It's just those are the extremes.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have saints and then murderers and they're all like, we found it in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you really did.
Dude, I think
a lot of mental gymnastics to get there, though.
That's why I just look at Jesus. I'm like, Jesus, that's simple. He seems simple to me.
I'd grab a beer with that guy. Like, he seems awesome.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, because Christ, he talks about, you know, have childlike faith, and is like, we are literally supposed to kind of be like a child when it comes to salvation. It's a pretty easy thing. Yoke is easy, burden is light. You know, it's like, it's a very easy concept of just like Christ died for you, you know, and he
even knew like people were going to go crazy when he's like talking about, like, you can solve riddles, you can solve mysteries, but if you don't have love, you're a clanging gong. He's like, shut up and love the person next to you. Quit debating.
That's it.
Go there.
If you start just there. Do that one thing, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Like, and the amount of like theology you understand after submitting to that first, it's like the scriptures that used to be used in animosity, like take on a completely different meaning while you're experiencing love and the act of loving. It's like, it's cool how much that heals and solves on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, I think aliens are interdimensional beings. So
agreed.
I agree with that.
It's crazy. I mean, like, have you guys ever seen a UFO?
Honestly, no.
No.
Anything weird?
Have you?
He's seen at least two.
At least two.
Wait.
Or something that most people would.
I heard you tell that story on one of your episodes. You were like camping with some bros or something?
We were at a cabin in Tennessee. And this apparently it's a pretty common one to see. But it's like the orb.
Yep.
To me, it looked like a star. And I was out on the front porch peeing in the middle of the night. And
as one does.
Yeah. And then I it just, you know that feeling where it looks or it feels like something is just staring at you? Yeah. And I look over and I see this super bright star. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. All of a sudden it goes, whoop. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then it goes, doot, 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 and then shoots off. And I just peed all over myself.
That's
everywhere.
So sick.
I wish that an Airbnb host would send us that ring cam.
I know. It was terrifying. I hated it. But the first one I saw was with my wife. So there is actual second
another eyewitness.
Account.
Yeah.
But we were in our yard, this is 6 years ago or something?
2019, yeah.
At my house.
Yeah, at his current house.
I bought his house.
Nice.
Yeah. But we were in the side yard, and we just so happened to look up when there's this giant V thing. And the only way I can describe it was like translucent, but it looked like the clouds, but a perfect V. And silent as
massive.
Can be, but massive. Like, if it looked like, if you're compared to like a plane or something,
yeah,
it would have had to have been like 10 football fields long, just huge.
That's crazy.
And it just went just right over us. I'm like, what is that? And my wife's like, what is that? What is that? What is that? And it was gone.
I love that.
Wild.
And then I went on a UFO forum and reported it and never heard back.
I feel like that stuff has happened so much where even if 95% of it's a grift, the 5% that isn't is still absurd.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And that's the crazy thing. We read stories about people who have said, I've seen it. I've been face to face with something.
Yeah.
These people have no motive. It hurts them in the long run. Like, yeah, people, yeah, doubt them. They're outcast. They're ridiculed. Like, it's, there's nothing to gain from it. There obviously is now, where it's like, if I came on here and had a podcast, a UFO story, it'd be great for the pod, right?
But
it'd be great content.
Yeah.
But these people, there's people in the 20th century,
yep,
who were ostracized from society.
Parents are like, you're insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Parents look at these kids in Zimbabwe that had a face-to-face encounter that said they were lying. You're dumb. You don't know what you saw. Taken out of school, away from their friends. This thing changed their life. And yet, 20 years later, they're not backing down on it.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
they can't just ignore it. Like, it's, this happened. And so I don't believe in aliens or anything like that, but I just, I mean, I don't, anything like that, but I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Where do you,
I know,
like,
it's real. I know
the thought process.
I know those accounts are real in some way. I just don't know, like, what the physical thing is.
What level of arrogance do you need to think that we're the only thing in the whole thing?
Like, yeah.
That, like, the idea of, like, we're not only the most advanced, but this is it.
I think a,
like,
lot of people need that.
Like, this entire universe, yeah, is just ours.
Yeah. Well, you guys would love talking to this guy who's on our podcast, Tim Alberino.
Okay.
He has this theory. I don't think it's his theory, but he talks about it a lot. That, so in scripture, it talks about, like, the war of the heavens, basically, that happened with, like, Lucifer and led, like, a third of the angels in rebel against God and stuff. He's saying that these, well, let me back up a little bit. So, like, talking about, like, heavenly creatures, we always, like, a lot of people just associate just angels, like these pretty Brad Pitt men with wings, you, yep, know? But it's like,
sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But scripture talks about other heavenly beings that are pretty terrifying looking, like the seraphim and cherubim that have, like, six wings, eyes all over its body and stuff, like, terrifying looking stuff. But his theory is that the different planets in our solar system were occupied by different heavenly creatures, Mars being one of them.
At varying points in history.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that the war, when that broke out, God basically destroyed these planets and subjugated the majority of these fallen angels and demons or whatever onto Earth. And so that's where we get now potentially all these alien sightings that can travel interdimensionally. It sounds crazy, but it's a fun.
Does sound crazy.
Yeah.
But that'd be,
like, like we said, everything in the Bible, we're like, this is absurd. This is crazy.
That's not in the Bible.
I'm just saying, but if there, we could believe certain things, we could, that's in the realm.
There is, like, a weird thin space between, like, a tangible us and then something else.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's people see ghosts, people, you know, hear things. Like, you ever seen, like, those little kids and they just say something crazy, like just a kid that's just like, the old man died right over there, like after you buy a house.
Yeah.
And you're like, what old man? And then you talk to the neighbor like 2 years later, and he's like, oh, yeah, like in 1860, a guy himself in that corner. And you're like, how did my child know that?
Yeah.
I've never had that, but countless, countless stories of that stuff.
Yeah, kids describing the way a grandpa or grandmother looked,
yep,
before they even have seen pictures or knew about them. Like, it's like, I don't like this.
Have you listened to that podcast, the telepathy tapes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we talked about it a lot.
Stuff like that is just, there's definitely not nothing. Like,
no,
you know, like we've, our whole band's been through like an obvious transformation. And, you know, we have people that are just like, yeah, I don't believe anything. And then some people still live in community with believers and vice versa and everywhere in between. And it's just like, there's definitely not nothing going,
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
It, whether it's aliens, demons, God's real, God's not real, spirits, the fact that, like, even we're just made up of other stuff,
mm-hmm,
like, is weird.
Yeah.
Like, my body, when it no longer is, will just become something else. Like, it's very strange. Mm-hmm. Like, all the water in the world has always been here.
Yeah.
Like, the odds of me drinking one of these water bottles and having this at least a portion of that have been something a brontosaurus drank is nuts.
Yeah.
You know, George Washington peed in a field and now somehow I'm drinking George Washington's
That's
water.
That's fun.
Delicious.
Like, it's just, but think freedom. About how insane, like,
yeah,
just the things we know about that we don't need to suspend belief on. You have no faith. You just look at tactile facts.
Yeah.
Like, it's absurd how all of this works.
Yeah. And it's so casual now. That's why I'm like, I'm still amazed. Every time I look at animals or I see even a plane flying over, it's like, I'm still amazed by that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Yeah. Trying to stay in awe of stuff is, I think, important. Like, as you get older, you know, it's like the awe of things going away is like the start of a slow death.
Yeah. It's the childhood in the part, you know?
Yeah.
It's
just like life should be play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we started a fake band for all of a week with Under Oath and just wore masks and called it something else and just played.
Really?
Things. Yeah. Made no money. Just fun.
That's
and
cool.
It's like the day that you can't have fun anymore is the day like the wrinkles start showing up. I mean, I'm gray. Something just popped off there.
That was my
hand. Oh. But yeah, like we're obviously aging. That's just natural. But it's like you can, there's a difference between your body breaking down because you're 60 and like your spirit and your mind just being like, yuck.
Yeah, there's that. There's that phrase. You don't stop playing because you grow up. You grow up because you stop playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think having kids is like the easiest way to tap back into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not having like kids or being around kids or present around kids is a really hard thing to like mentally prioritize. Like taking time, 5 minutes, whatever, just to sit back and like, when was the last time you just went and like had lunch in a park?
Yeah.
Like never. You know what I mean? Because you're so busy, and it's like, you get that like kind of just the ease of that with having a kid and seeing them appreciate and realize those things. And you're like, oh, okay. It's kind of, you know, it makes it a lot easier. But yeah, I mean, like, he's totally right. Like, it's like we
human
don't,
spirit.
It takes a lot of work to like stay amazed at the amazing things everywhere.
Yeah.
It is work. Yeah. You're right. Like you have to intentionally do it.
That's why I love people that are like psychos about something. Like we did a podcast at Calvo Motorsports in Austin and this guy spent his whole life building the fastest chargers in the world. Vipers.
Yeah.
He has the world record for the half mile. And I don't know anything about cars. I'm on a car podcast. I'm like, I drive a 2012 Toyota Tundra, man. I don't even know what a carburetor looks like. But like hearing him talk about how passionate about cars he is just gets me so excited.
Yeah.
Like you meet someone that's so pumped on what they do and I immediately go, do I love anything this much? Like, do I really love being an Under Oath? Do I really love being a dad? Do I really love being a husband? Answer is yes. Do I have anything that I love that much? Like an intoxicatingly psychotic drive, just like every day.
True passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met a guy in Austin as well. He's like he's a really good songwriter. And he's like, dude, I wake up. And I wake up every day, like, shoot out of bed excited and just go, music. Like, I mean, I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, it's our job to do our best to try to live some sort of Peter Pan story while also being pragmatic adults that learn lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that wonder side is, like, really important to not lose. And it's not natural. Some people are like, oh, that guy's 50, 60, and he just loves life. He doesn't just love life. He works really hard at continuing to love life.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're married for 30 years. Your kids are well-behaved. You guys all got lucky. It's like, no, this is work. Mm-hmm. And like, we have to work on that too, you know? And it's like, yeah, talking about aliens, I want them. I almost need them to be real.
Yeah.
You know, like I want AI to take over. Like, we got to mix it up.
Mix it up a little bit. Yeah.
That would be really, really bad for our show if someone could definitively prove that all of this was fake.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
That'd be all right. We'll move on.
So you're a propaganda engine then.
Oh, yes.
I think we are.
On our Instagram, we only follow one person. It's the CIA.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Just we have almost a million followers, and people are like, wait, are you guys hired by the CIA? What is this?
Yeah, I'm a plant. Aliens are real, guys.
If we're a plant, we're like the worst plant out there.
For real.
Well, speaking of the music industry.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been in the industry?
24 years.
Dang, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, almost a quarter of a century.
Cool.
You guys are like 27,
wait,
though, right?
That's amazing.
We start young.
No, yeah. Next year will be 25 years.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Cool. Is the Illuminati real?
Ooh. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
You guys in it?
I mean, no.
We can't talk about it, but.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, though? Like the music industry or Hollywood? This is kind of like an old, like pretty overdue, outdated conspiracy of like Illuminati.
But it's definitely a real conspiracy that a lot of just normal people believe, and you guys have seen and met some of the biggest people in the world.
Yeah, no, it's not like Beyonce like drank a kid's blood and signed over to Satan and now she's Beyonce. I don't. It's not like that.
Yeah,
but it's the music industry is just corrupt, like the Diddy stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just because power.
Yeah,
like everyone hates white men, and in reality, it's just a lot of white men have all the power. And
do you think it's
and if it was like orange transhuman women, we would hate them. Like it doesn't matter, whoever has the power is going to become a jerk.
Sure,
you know.
Is it? Do you, from what you've observed, or if you think, do you think it's like darker than what it appears on the surface? Like
yes.
More like sinister and like
yeah, I think
blackmailing and like
yeah. I mean, it's weird, but Alex Jones was talking about Epstein's Island for like years and years and years, and
yeah,
you know, you could spout out 150 weird things and land twice. So I'm not saying I subscribe to him and think that he's right on everything, but it's like.
Right.
It's so fantastical that you're like, shut up, you kook, you know?
Yeah.
And then you hear about these Diddy parties, and you're like, yeah, right. And then you're like, oh, my God. Like, it's almost like
those
now,
yeah.
What could surprise you now?
Yeah.
Like, honestly. Yeah, drinking kids' blood and all that stuff? Probably.
Yeah.
Like, lizard people? Probably not.
Yeah.
Gay frogs? We'll see. I don't know.
Ribbit. Hello, my honey.
Yeah, I don't know if it goes that level, but I think it's, you know, power just desires power, and
yeah.
It's like you will do what it takes to keep that power or gain more. And I think that that line is a very blurry line of what that is, whether it's like a Diddy thing or like, you know, just controlling a whole like market because you have the money and the tools and the influence to do it. So
yeah, well, have you guys heard of the conspiracy theory about the 432 444 hertz thing?
Yes. Refresh me.
It's basically it was set up
a specific,
by the Nazis.
Yes.
As like a frequency change in our music industry and radio broadcasting to cause this the 432 frequency, like almost like, how would you say this? Like interacts with our like human self to like make us on edge or make us more... like willing to participate in something like a programming,
kind of like a brainwashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that? Or
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't have all the research on it, so I'm not an expert, but yeah, they figured out some like, you know, in metal, like there's like the brown note. It's like, what's that? It's like, it's so low. It makes you instantly crap yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's all these theories around that, but this seems to be a bit more scientific than that. But yeah, I mean, music is powerful.
Yeah.
And frequencies are very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, as far as what did he do? Didn't he put it in some sort of like everything now has to be in these hertz?
Yeah.
So that I could just basically have a bunch of zombies that will do whatever I say.
Yeah. So it was like basically these Nazi scientists before World War II, and they developed this 432 frequency or 432 hertz, and basically said that this is the new standard of Germany, and then they brought it to, I believe it was the UN or like whatever broadcasting corporation, and they like the BBC were like some of the first to incorporate retuning their instruments, doing all this to 432 hertz.
Yeah.
And I forget their reasoning for it.
It's like my stuff on the radio is addictive,
to agitate the enemy's brains.
Okay, yeah.
First.
And then shortly after that, that's where you get World War II and all the world's in chaos. And
So the way I heard it explained, it was like the body is in a frequency. Like everyone, we're all vibrating. And so if you put music out there or sound or whatever broadcast is in just enough dissonance, the person listening becomes more willing to do something to escape the dissonance that you've created. And so you can kind of push them by putting them into that dissonant space.
Interesting. So, yeah.
So it's a tool to lead people out of that.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
we'll go with it.
Yeah.
It's like my mom with rap music. Same way.
Yeah. All rap is at 432 hertz for Grant's.
What is this?
The Nazis made it.
Oh.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, I love that stuff.
What do you guys got any crazy stories from the band world, music world?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
The crazy.
Yeah.
I got, what, do you have a spooky story?
Is there anything crazy, spooky that scared you?
Spook? Not really.
Yeah.
Just put you on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, I was afraid of the dark most of my life. Like, I just don't like the dark. Something's out there. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I've never, like, seen anything. Sleep paralysis is the closest thing to an encounter I've ever had, and that is terrifying.
That is terrifying.
And it's like, you can't explain it unless you've had it, and it's like there were voices. It's just a
fan. Did you see a shadow?
I didn't. I felt something. Like, literally, I would turn my stuffed animals around when I was a kid. Like, they were looking at me, like Chucky, all that stuff. Like, a Teddy Ruxpin, I'd turn it around. So anytime I think something bad's happening, it's just, I don't look at it. I look away from it. Just cover my
True that.
So, yeah, no.
I'm not afraid of you.
I've never seen anything.
I have a gun.
I would love to, though. I would love to. I mean.
Experience something scary?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something real scary.
Yeah.
Like, we did, what was the ghost thing that we did? We went up to was it the prison? When we did the prison
Oh, the tour thing? I didn't do the tour. You guys did the tour.
Yeah.
Incarceration,
yeah.
Yeah.
They supposedly, so Incarceration's a Danny Wimmer festival. It's like a big radio fest, and it's on the property of an old prison, like the Shawshank Redemption prison. Mm-hmm. That is a real prison, and that's there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Lil Wayne shot a prison music video, 24-karat gold toilet with him in like a cell. That cell's there. Like, it's an iconic thing, but they took us up to the top, and they're like, supposedly, all this stuff happened, and he's like, you want to try it? And we're like, yeah. Like, sit us in here, black it out, just say, let us know, like, if there's anything here. Like, the whole nine yards.
Gosh.
And I'm in, dude. I'm trying to keep life crazy. I'm just like, throw a chair at me, just something. Show me you're here. And nothing really happened.
Nothing.
But it's like, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
I know.
And because it was dark, I was terrified already.
But so. That was like, I know we've talked about this story too many times on the podcast, but that was like Andy's experience. He did a ghost tour, and it's our first Halloween episode, if anyone wants to go watch the full story. But long story short, he believed he was being pranked or something, said something, and then he tells a story on our podcast, and there's a girl, and, you know, she was there or whatever.
Had a voice recording of it.
Yeah. And it was like, he was like, my name's Keegan is what we were hearing.
It was like, my name's Keegan.
Yeah, it was like this, you know, reverbed out, like he was in an empty room and supposedly they had an encounter. And anyways, he's telling the story and his punchline is this voice just saying something. But then when you put your headphones on and it's like isolated, like it's clearer. And me and this other dude, while he's showing it, we look at each other. We're like, dude, that's not what it's saying. We're like, it's saying your name. It's like Andy Danoon.
If you listen back.
And I was like, what?
Andy Danoon.
Which
is his name.
And he's told that story for like the 2 years I'd known him and then tells it on the pod for the sake of the other guy. But I heard it and he looked at me and he said it first. But
interesting.
And then, I think that was like the first time we played worship music.
Yeah.
He was like blasting Christian radio.
I was so scared.
He's like, hell.
Even just thinking about it now just makes a pit in my stomach. But there was a time we went and we were filming a tiny little short film thing at a Missouri State Penitentiary.
Yeah.
When I was in Joplin, we had gone up there and we'd like got it literally open to us and they're like, we'll take you through a tour. But that stuff right there, they would take you down, like there was a regular levels and then there was the bottom levels, no lights, anything at all. And you would just hear stories all the time.
Yeah.
And you just feel something. Like there's just, it just feels heavy. And maybe it's on all our mind, but I don't know, man. It's just.
So you guys are talking about, it seems like where you guys are at personally, like faith wise, is not even close to where we're at. So if you're in a spot where you have a specific faith that we'll call Western Christianity and you're like all in, do you look at that stuff as like demons, or are there demons, bad spirits, and aliens and Sasquatch?
The way I land,
or is it just good and evil? Is it a binary? This is the devil's people. This is God's people.
I think it is a clear good binary and evil.
Yeah.
But I don't. When people say, "Oh, all aliens are demons," I'm like, I don't buy into that. I mean, because I have like a from the Book of Enoch. It talks about like kind of gives it. Not saying the Book of Enoch is scriptural, like. Or God inspired. It could be. Don't know. But it talks about the Nephilim, like when they died, like the giants from the New Testament or Old Testament, when they died, their disembodied spirits are the demons. And so I'm like, okay, then like, what are aliens? I don't know what aliens are. I think there's good ones and bad ones. And I'm just thinking that just in the context of like heavenly creatures, like when you read the Old Testament, like when a cherubim or a seraphim would appear in front of a prophet, they would drop to their face thinking that they were about to die. Like it did cause fear.
Yeah.
But then it says, do not be afraid.
It was all at 432 hertz, baby.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I think it is a good and evil. Bigfoot, not sure. I think he is an interdimensional being though.
But that's biology. Like,
yeah.
Big gorilla or whatever, humanoid.
Just one Bigfoot?
No, I think there's a lot.
No, he has two big feet.
Just hopping.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, because it's like trying to put it. So how do you reconcile that?
Oh, it's
how do you have a conspiracy theory podcast, but also believe that there is an order and like everything technically that you need to know about being here is in a book? Like, yeah. how do you then play outside of those lines without it possibly contradicting or even pressuring?
I'm so open to being corrected, and like, because I know I'm wrong about a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
but I think we all do. I know we all do. Our plumb line is scripture, and it's like holding on to the one truth that Jesus is Lord and that he died for us, and that is the only way to salvation. And everything else is just kind of a mystery.
Yeah.
And it's okay for it to remain a mystery, but it's also fun to talk about what could this mystery be.
Sure.
I think that's where
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it may not change anything, but the anchor is Jesus. And so that's kind of my thing where it's like, it gets me so, because I can't imagine how afraid I would be. I'm already afraid and I have Jesus in my heart and I talk about all these things. If I didn't have that, I think I would be so, to me,
you just
personally,
break
so
down.
Lost. Yeah. Just knowing he's the truth.
Lost.
And so that's the thing. It's just, we're able to explore that. We're able to ask questions. And I think there's goodness in that curiosity and that wonder.
Yeah.
Whatever aspects, but
it's fun to talk about.
Oh, it's like, super fun.
And I approached it all as a gnarly skeptic. Like when we started this thing, one, I didn't listen to podcasts, and Josh was like, "Hey, we're starting a podcast, so you should figure out how to do that." Like,
what's
as our
that?
Editor. Yeah, I mean, really, yeah. It's how it happened. But I'm like, I'm an ordained pastor. I like approach things like very like, you know, kind of cut and dry. And then as I'm like editing these reels and like researching stuff to find supplemental, you know, even just a picture, and then I'm like, oh shoot, there is a verse that references this thing in Enoch and it actually makes sense. Or when you look at like stories about, you know, Genesis 6 just has this random little blip where it talks about these angels fell or these watchers fell, and then what happened to those people? Then you look at why were these people all wiped off the face of the earth? Well, when you look at this narrative, there was like this intermingling. They call it the seed war. And anyways, long story short, the more I was like trying to argue in my head, it was like the weirder you get with it, the more stuff that were just like questions swept under the rug start to actually make sense, which is the craziest thing. You would think the weirder you get, the further from like text you would go, but it's actually like bringing my head closer to it. So it's interesting.
And just from our research and stuff, I say research very loosely, but just you see the connections throughout human history of like talking about the seven watchers, and then like the Native Americans talked about the star people, and then
Africa, the seven grandfathers,
and like then giants are in every culture in the world.
Yeah.
They always talk about giants and how they are evil or this or that, and then everyone has a flood narrative too, you know?
Yep.
And it's like, to me, it's like,
and every god sent his son, like everyone. Like,
yeah.
That whole model has been around thousands of years before theoretically Christianity came up with the right version.
Yeah.
Just interesting to kind of dialogue about, like, you know, this was just the language. The language was communicated in myth and story, and everyone's like, yeah, this was before. It's like, yeah, they just took that story and weaponized it and or used it for what they were trying to get to.
Yeah. The theory with that is that like every culture or whatever has like the Son of God coming down.
Yeah.
And it's from like the creation story of like when Adam and Eve sinned, and then it talks about the son being born from the seed of Adam, crushing the head of the serpent. And so it's like the enemy took that and tried to pervert it and tried to make all these different, like, oh, well, this is the Son of God. This is the Son of God. And it wasn't until the Son of God came that actually died, which that was not part of the plan that the enemy thought, you know, and then was raised back to life. And it's like, well, he just conquered you guys. So that's the crushing of the head.
Interesting.
So,
and it's just wild how, like, oh, we have all these biblical conspiracies that have been confirmed thousands of years before it ever happened. And different nations that have never had contact with one another, somehow having all these weird mysteries, these conspiracies, these ancient stories of all these things.
Yeah.
And yet we see atheists who are conspiracy theorists that come to God. Like, I mean, even like Sam Tripoli, like that comedian.
Yep.
He was not a believer, but then it's all that famous phrase where all conspiracies lead to God. Like, it's somehow all of this points to the what mystery. And it's like, oh, this could be the only answer. This is it. And so that's the thing for me. It's God just allows us to be able to have that free will of just understanding you can do whatever you want. Everything is permissible,
sure,
but not everything is beneficial.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It's just such a, it's exciting. I don't know. It's such a cool place that we have the ability to even discuss that.
Yeah.
And be able to think about what we want.
And it's a shame that for years it just wasn't okay to talk about stuff. Like C.S. Lewis, I think it's called Religion and Rocketry. He has an essay talking about the possibility of alien life and how that would fit into the biblical narrative.
Yeah.
But like, you never hear anyone from the church talking about C.S. Lewis's work.
C.S. Lewis.
Mr. Plural.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you never hear anyone talk about that. But like, that dude, like, everyone references the rest of his work, but he was like, it could exist. He actually argues that an alien species might not have needed redemption because they were wholly good and didn't need a savior. But in that work, it's interesting.
Weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
And we're all going to die.
And so we're all going to die.
That's the motto of today. Kids, say it with us. We're all going to die.
Drink Magic Mind while you're alive.
It's perfect.
Hey, we want to. Are you guys cool if we do a Patreon episode immediately after this? Just real quick. It'll be not a long one.
Sure.
Cool. I want to talk more about
under oaths.
They have some really epic poop stories.
Oh, yes.
They were teasing it earlier, so.
You guys have those, right?
Epic.
The key word, because they were like, they weren't giving the stories away. So I was like, you guys have poop stories, right? And they're like, yeah. You remember Minnesota 06? Like, or like, okay. They're just like, the key, like, it was just, yeah. You remember the bathroom of that one?
Heck yeah.
It was a good one.
All right, let's talk about it. Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
We're going to continue the conversation. You guys get extra episodes every week. If you subscribe, please come on there. You got discount codes on merch and everything like that. Speaking of merch, we're reprinting the JFK Avenge Me t-shirt. So SundayCoolSwag.com. Please go get our ninja merch now.
Yeah, do it and give us 5 stars and everything. And if you don't want to give us 5 stars, then don't give us 5 stars. Or just give us 5 stars. Because it really helps.
Yes, it does. Don't perjure yourself.
Yeah.
You are under oath.
Yeah. Tim, Grant,
thank you so much for being here.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
You guys got to come back.
Cheers.
No, they lied.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Also, we didn't do it on the podcast. You can do it now. Do you guys have something to plug or anything? New album, tour?
Oh, yeah. We're out with Papa Roach and Rise Against. Just finished up leg one, March and April, and September, October, we kick off leg two.
Nice.
Brand new album, Place After This One, came out like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Heavy.
And we'll be at a town near you soon.
Dope.
Cheers,
love you guys. Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
All right.
You.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
What you're about to see.
Wow.
May disturb you.
Vominos.
If any of you know what these multi-decade UAP
dolphins are,
aliens.
Bottlenose.
Fish sticks.
There's a massive police response.
Oh, the dolphin thing.
Oh, my God.
Aliens. Dolphin style attack.
Thumbnails.
Thumbnails.
All right.
Thumbnails.
Stare in the camera, headphones, mic away. Do I just sit here?
Yep.
Get this thing out.